great morning, good people, wherever you may be around the globe. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. I pray the blessings of the Lord be upon you on today, every day. I'm so glad that you tuned in to Mental and Love Notes 101. This is your girl, CL Suggs. I'm so elated that you have tuned in. Hey, do me a favor. Sow the seed of sharing. That's a favor that everybody can do. Sow the seed of sharing. Because somebody may be going through. Somebody may need an encouragement word. Somebody may need the moment to just hear what the Lord is saying in this very hour, in this very season. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we have decided to rejoice and be glad in it. I hope that is your prayer as well. I don't care how it looks, what it may seem like, how it may seem, what it may feel like. This is still a good day to give the Lord glory and praise, because he allowed you to see it. He didn't have to, but he did. He touched you with a finger of love, a day you have never seen before. And when this day is gone, guess what? You will never behold to see it again. But while you in his day, while you are in his time, just give it to him. Give him what is due unto him. It's his anyway, right? So I thank God for you joining me on Mental and Love Notes 101. Because so many times our cognition, if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves thinking and believing something that is not God. If we're not careful, we'll be allowing ourselves to believe something that our own thoughts have now infiltrated into our mind. If we're not careful, we'll have our thought pattern being altered by people who wants to just see what they want to see in our lives. I always share, and I will continue to share, that just because the enemy feeds you lies does not mean you have to eat them. You have to know what is suitable and what's unsuitable for me to partake in. And if we don't know what's suitable and unsuitable to partake in, guess what? The enemy is going to continue to fill your head with a whole lot of lies. Before you know it, you don't even know what manner of man you are. You don't know what manner of woman you are. You just toss to and fro, just like the wind. But stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Because when we stand still, we're going to see his salvation if we want to see it. If we stand still, we're going to be able to observe and discern when God is starting to move and what he's starting to do. That's why he began to say, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor entered into the heart of man the things that I have prepared for them that love me. But the Spirit searches the deep things of God. The Holy Spirit will know before you know. But the thing of it is, you will still not know if you're not tapping into what Holy Spirit is saying. Be still and see. Stand still and see. Because God's salvation is still being seen, even now. I was sitting there and I was pondering, and it's been a while. It's been almost about a week. The same word has been really resonating into my mind and resonating into my spirit. And I just kept saying, okay, God, what are you wanting me to say in regards to what you keep sharing with me? And then I kept hearing, I have nothing to lose but everything to gain. I have nothing to lose but everything to gain. And as much as I was hearing that, I was like, okay, God, where is that scripture located? And I could not find that scripture per se. Nothing to lose but everything to gain. But it brings me to the place of what Paul was saying in Philippians around the third chapter. Starting at the seventh verse, he said, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Because I don't care what may come and go. God will always bring us from a place of brokenness to a place of restoration. That's a given. It's imperative. That right there, it lets us know that God said, okay, you've been broken. You've been scorned. You've been hurt. You've been, you know, ostracized, bruised, all this stuff. But I'm still a God of restoration. I'm still a God of restoring that was lost. I'm still a God of restoring the broken pieces. I'm still that same God. I'm immutable. I'm the same today, yesterday, and forever. I am still He. I am the Lord thy God. As He began to tell the children in Leviticus, I am still the Lord thy God. I am the Lord thy God. I count it lost, Paul said. Not merely worthless, but worse than worthless is just because he lost it, preventing the sense of spiritual need and helpfulness, which should bring everyone to Christ. Because the Bible also said we can gain the whole world and lose our soul. What is a man to gain all the world and then lose his soul? See, the people has such a privilege and a dignity of which Paul was speaking. But he extends it to all things which were his to sacrifice to Christ. What are you sacrificing to Christ? He said, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Literally, but such things that used to be gains to me, those I have counted as loss for Christ's sake. We used to see things as an outward privilege. I have this degree. I got these pedigrees. I have this accolades. I got this acknowledgement. I'm celebrating this and I'm celebrating that. And we get all in a kizzy and whizzy when we get all these privileges and outside privileges, and now that you can't even be addressed as sister or brother, you got to be addressed as in your titleship, and we get all the outward privileges one by one and so many items of gain, but yet we are losing our soul. We are losing the moment of intimacy with Christ, and now he has learned to regard them all in as much as I received, he said, I count it as loss because of Christ. They were lost because confidence in the outward things tend to keep our soul from seeking the one who is above all things. Don't you ever get so high up on the mountaintop that you don't think that you can come down. Don't ever think that you can get so high up in your titleship that you can't come down. Don't ever get so high up in your accolades and all those things and accomplishments that you don't think that God can bring you back down. Because if you exalt yourself, he said, I will bring you a base. He said, but you better let somebody else exalt you. He said, because you'll be humble in that state. I have nothing to lose but everything to gain. Because everything that I thought I had, I can lose that. But as long as I gain Christ, that's more important to me. Loss means detriment. It was on that Damascus road that Paul came to realization that what things were gained to him, those 7 religious credentials, they were actually detriments or liabilities. Trusting in all these religious privileges and human attainments for salvation had not and will not bring anyone closer to God, but it will bring you and put you further away from him. Because now you are thinking that you are above God, or you are thinking that you did it. You giving yourself more credit and glorifying yourself more than you are God. He said, no, everything that I have lost, I have gained. I have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. Because I don't want to ever think that I have something so dear to my heart that I can't lose it. Even down to the gifts, even down to the talents, even down to whatever God has bestowed upon me. God, if I don't ask God to consecrate it, guess what? Sometimes I can walk in my own self. Verse 8 said, ye doubtlessly, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus Christ, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung. Dung, it just means rubbish. that I may win Christ. How can you win someone who's already been won? How can you win something that's already been won? The New International Version said, "What is more? I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus Christ, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ. Everything else that I have ever thought that I received, I can see it as garbage." Yeah, the time, the effort, the acknowledgement, it's garbage compared to Jesus Christ. "For the excellency of the knowledge." The word excellency here is strictly used to indicate that the knowledge of Christ so surpassed all other knowledge and indeed all other blessing whatsoever as to make them less nothing. We have to understand that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, but you got to be rooted and grounded in love. Because when you are rooted and grounded in love, you will know the love of Christ. You will know who He is. You will know who He represents in your life, which passes knowledge. The word dung, rubbish, or you can put it in this, the word appears to mean refuse of any kind. Not only does Paul view those seven credentials as lost, but expanding this idea, he also regards all things, any such human work, any such religious attainment on which one might depend to secure a place in heaven, he said, is dung. As one rid himself of his body of waste, so did the apostle rid himself of his gains upon realizing that they cut him off from God. "I have suffered the loss," or "I have forfeited means Paul willingly renounced all his earthly gains, all his earthly advantages, all his earthly privileges. It's nothing compared to the winning of Christ, who's already been won. "That I may win Christ," is what it said. "That I may gain salvation. That I may know Him in the fellowship of His suffering. That I may know Him even in His death. That I may know Him in the power of His resurrection. That I may know Him." How much do you know of Him? Or do you know Him? One cannot be saved as long as he confides in their own efforts and accomplishment. It is going to be a hard task to do. These must be renounced before you or I can even believe in Christ as Savior. Everything that I have is nothing compared to Him. Nothing to lose, but everything to gain. No, I don't have anything to lose. Everything that I felt like I had, I don't have anything to lose. If it's lost, it's lost. But if I gain Christ, I'm doing what God has called me to do. Gain those things, pressing towards the mark of the prize, that prized possession that I gain Christ. That we gain Christ. And verse 9 said, "And be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." By faith. By faith. A lot of people don't have faith. We all have a measure of faith, but some people doesn't exercise their faith. That's a lot of people that doesn't exercise faith. I was just sharing with somebody the other day. I can teach you a many things, but I can't teach you how to have faith. I can't teach you how to... you got to be able to keep going through some stuff, persevering through some stuff, and knowing that your faith is now being stretched and moving and doing. He said, faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. If you're not even pertaining yourself to hear the word of God, or getting in a place and a position yourself to hear the word of God, are you growing your faith? How's your faith growing? If you only hear the word on Sunday, then I'm good. If I don't hear it any other time, as long as I hear it on Sunday, I'm good. So you only eat once a week? Natural food? That'd be a lot, wouldn't it? This is not the same as righteousness under the law that is defined by the law. It's the righteousness resulting from the works of the law, earned by obedience to the law, which is my own, not of grace, but of debt. Paul was declaring to have been blindly sought by Israel, which he there defined as what it was, a life by doing the things of the law. We have here, and what we see here, and in the following words, a remarkable link of connection with the early epistles and of the Judaizing controversy. This battle is now virtually won, and it only needs to complete the victory that's already been given to you and I. But the righteousness which is of God, not by me, not of me, but by God, only through faith. This verse is notable as describing the true righteousness first and perfectly as coming through faith of Jesus Christ. Don't just tell me you believe in Jesus. I need for you not only to believe, but I need for you to also receive him. I need for you to also apply the words to your life. The righteousness that comes solely from God himself and be found in him. And be found in him. In Christ, a member that is of his body, a living branch. A living branch. Not a parasitic branch, but a living branch. Because some people are parasitic sins. Some things are parasitic. It's intentional, it's manipulative, and it's selfish. And some people are still attaching themselves to you who are trying to grow, who is trying to go, keep pressing forward, but you can't press forward because you still have this stuff sitting here sucking the life out of you. You got to detach that. You got to cut away sever some ties and cut away from stuff. Let it go. Sometimes we don't want to let stuff go, but let it go. Let him go. Let her go. If they are not pushing you and catapulting you to your divine destiny and your purpose in life, why are you still holding on to dead weights? I have nothing to lose but everything to gain. Everything that I have to gain now is in the way of Jesus Christ. Everything I have to gain now is in the living life of Jesus Christ. Everything I have to live for now is in the way of Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Everything that we have to gain is in him, through him, and by him. We have nothing to lose. I don't care if you went through a bad divorce. I don't care if you went through a bad separation. I don't care. Look, and it does not... It does not, and I don't want to sound insensitive, it does not really mean anything because you went through those points in your life. Yeah, they were hard. Yeah, they were kind of tough. Yeah, you went through them. Yeah, you didn't think you would come through them, and you felt like it's a loss. But God said, you have nothing but to gain in me. He said, didn't I tell you I would give you double for your trouble? Didn't I tell you for every shame I would give you double? So what are you holding on to the loss for if he told you this is what he gonna give you? If he decreed and declared that was a promise, that he was going to give you double for every hurt place, every heartache, every shameful place. If I'm going to give you double, why are you still holding on to the loss? I can't give you double as you hold on to the loss. It's very imperative to understand that God said, what I have for you is better. I ain't going to say more better, but it's better than what you have went through. It's better than what you went through. I know it doesn't look good right now. I know it doesn't feel good right now. I know that you think everything is falling apart. But God said it's not falling apart. It's falling together. But you can't see it because you're looking at the loss rather than the gain. When you reflect back, and this is one something that I read today on Small Straws. It said, when you reflect back on your life, do not just remember the challenges, the difficulties, and the failures. Remember the times of overcoming. See, we can't think about overcoming because we're looking at the failures and the difficulty. Being triumphant. I can't look at being triumphant because I'm still dealing with the past. Succeeding. I'm succeeding in something. Even though I might have lost the house, even though I might have lost the car, even sometimes now I might even lose my kids from the respect that they used to have. But yet at the same time, God said, you have nothing to lose but everything to gain. But if you continue to keep your mind stayed on the bad, you're going to continue to receive the bad. But you got to continue to speak life. That's why the Bible said, just death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. If what you love it is what you are going to eat. If you love negativity, you're going to continue to eat negativity. If you love positivity, you're going to continue to eat positivity. And in the midst of whatever I eat, I feel you, Holy Ghost. And whatever in the midst of I feel like I'm going to eat, or when I eat it, how I eat it, it's going to allude to when what I receive. We can't think when we're going to get a positive life, and every time we turn around, we speak in negativity. And I don't even want to be around somebody that every time you open your mouth, you got something negative and critical to say. At some point, I got to detach myself from you as well. Your life has not been just one or the other. You have had, we all have had, I can attest even in this month alone, we have had our highs and we have had the lows. The high points have given us courage to keep going, and the low points have brought instructions and correction. Because see, some of us don't like instructions and correction. We want us to be able to be on the high, and I don't want nobody to tell me anything. I'm good. I'm Gucci. I don't need you to tell me anything. But somebody need to tell you something. Somebody need to give you some kind of correction, because you wouldn't keep going around the same mountain if you would receive the correction the first time. You wouldn't have to keep going around through the same. Somebody won't have to keep giving you the same instructions if you would have done what you're supposed to do the first time. Be thankful in all things. I think it's in 1 Thessalonians. It said, rejoice in all things. Rejoice without ceasing. Giving thanks at all times. I have nothing to lose but everything to gain. I was telling my son, you know, my daughter. I was telling my daughter, I said, you know, back in high school and when I graduated college, I had about every pair of Jordans, and I was just talking about that, and I wasn't giving no hype or any accolades to the fact that I had a pair of Jordans, but I was just letting them know. I said, in my high school time, I had every pair of Jordans, everyone that ever had came out, among other tennis shoes, but Jordan was the number one shoe, and I had all these Jordans, and I look back at this time now, and I told my kids, I said, I have nothing to show for it. I have nothing to show for that I had every one of them shoes. Only thing that people can tell, the ones that I might have graduated with could probably tell you, but other than me having it, the evidence, I don't have it. Why? Because everything was wiped clean. Everything was gone. Everything was taken. Everything was it was stolen or whatever, but it's no longer here. I do not own it. So at the same point, I'm letting my kids see, whatever you think that you're gaining now, you can lose it all. You can lose it all. I have nothing to lose but everything to gain. Because if God is the what I'm gaining, and Him and traction in Him, I'm on a good road. And even down to them shoes, and I had to begin to tell them that wisdom had to speak then. I said, because even all them shoes, I was making Michael Jordan rich, who was already rich. I said, but if I would have saved that money, put that money up, instead of buying a pair of shoes every time I got paid, or buying a pair of shoes every time I went out, or buying a pair of shoes every time I wanted to impress somebody, I said, I could probably be a millionaire myself by putting that money away and putting it in a stock or a bond and doing something smart with it. But there again, I have nothing to lose but everything to gain. I can't change the past. The past is the past. That's why it's the past, because it didn't last. I can't change the past. But what I can do for it, going forward, is to make better, wise decisions. Not only for myself, but for my grandchildren and my children who are willing to listen. We try to put investments in all this stuff, in the clothes and in the shoes and the hair and the nails and but then at the end of the day, what do you really have? Have nothing to lose but everything to gain. Everything that we feel like we have had or gained in life, God said all that can be faded, all that can go away. All it takes is one sickness for you to lay up on your sick bed and can't do anything. All it do is take one accident for you to have and then you can't even move to do anything. All it does is take one person to say a lie on you maliciously and to destroy your whole character. All it does is take one incident. One. Well, me and my husband having problems and so I'm decided to do this. All it takes is one incident to mess up your whole life. So people be thinking they can do stuff and get away with it, but all it takes is one incident for God to really destroy your life if he wanted to. I have nothing to lose but everything to gain. Everything that I thought I was gaining in the past. I remember even, and I'm going to be very transparent, even on this podcast, on the YouTube, whatever you're listening from. I was in my study and I got a wall, a plethora of different degrees that I have received from the time that I had an associate degree all the way to the master degree and anything in between with the certificates. And all my wall is filled with it. And I just remember telling the Lord, I said, Lord, I have all this and I have nothing to show for it. I said, all this and I don't seem like I'm going nowhere. I have all this. What am I supposed to do with it? And he took me to this very scripture. Everything that you have gained, see it as lost for Christ. Because I can truly say, June of 1998, when I rededicated my life back to the Lord and really meant it this time, I have gained nothing but the knowledge of who he is. And that has been the best thing that has ever happened to me. To understand, people look at me and say, how are you so young and seem like you're so into the Lord? Because I have nothing to lose but everything to gain. I want to know him. I want to know him. I want to feel his presence when I'm in the secret place. I want to feel his presence when I'm pouring my heart out to him. I want to be in that intimate moment with him. I want to have communion with him. That is my gain right there. That in the end of when this life is over, I have a place to lay my head in the bosom of my Heavenly Father. I have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. And if you're gaining for the same thing, the kingdom of God that we serve, the kingdom of righteousness, the kingdom of love, the kingdom of peace, then you are on the right track as well. We have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. And God is saying, even in this very hour, in this very season, he said, I am not finished with the faithful ones. That faithful remnant who stood the test of time. That faithful remnant who cried when they didn't want nobody to know they were crying. That faithful remnant that was still going when it didn't even make sense to go. That faithful remnant that was still loving when they didn't want to love. That faithful remnant that even when their love wasn't being reciprocated, they were still doing it. God said, I have something in store. Eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor enter into the heart of them that love him. The latter rain. The latter rain is greater than the former. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. I don't care. And I said I don't like to use that word, but it seems like right here lately that word has been popping out of my mouth. I'm not concerned about how many people that walk away from you. I'm not even concerned about the people that just overlook you. I'm not even concerned of people that look down on you. I'm not concerned about the people that rejected you because they right now don't even know what they did. But in the midst of what they did and what they said, God said, I'm getting ready to cause elevation and it's going to be before the same ones that had so much to say. Woo, God. Continue to do what thus says the Lord. Continue to say what thus says the Lord. Continue to find yourself in a fasting lifestyle. Continue to find yourself in a position, a posture position to give him glory, to give him praise. Because in the end, he said, that faithful remnant is the ones I'm getting ready to bless. Those are the ones that I'm getting ready to show the double to. Not the ones that's been faking and shaking, but those who've been standing and pleading the blood of Jesus. Don't think it was for naught. It was for a reason. And God has the reason. And he knows the reason that he told you to continue to press forward. Greatness is among us. You have nothing to lose, my brother. You have nothing to lose, my sister. But you have everything to gain in the kingdom of God. I pray blessings be upon you. I pray blessings surround you. I pray blessings overtake you in the name of Jesus. And there's nothing that the enemy can do when the blessings of the Lord is flowing. Begin to decree and declare over your own self, I am next. I am next. Don't say it if you've not been walking in the will of God. Because at some point you need to repent so you can be next. But stay in the face of the Father. Stay at his heart and in the vein of him and watch him pour out blessings that you have no room to receive. All right, good people, this is your girl, CL Suns. Much love and blessings.